Oh, the Places You'll Post by Dr. WPW. Congratulations. Today is your day. You won't save any lives despite what they say. You got protocols in your head, steel toes in your shoes. Your EMT will take you wherever you choose. You're on your own, no preceptor in sight. Don't fuck it up. Kill no one tonight. You'll look over your rig, look it over with care. Make sure the glucometer is still in there. The protocols in your head and the boots on your feet, you'll look like a badass when you walk down the street. And you may not find any women in town, impressed by your shears or your PPE gown, but Tinder is there while you sit in your chair. Out there things can happen, and frequently do, to women so desperate they'd swipe right on you. And then dispatch will tell you, you've now got a post. Just swipe right away, while EMT does what they do most. Oh, the places you'll post. You'll sit at gas stations, you'll sit at the park. You'll sleep behind stores when it starts to get dark. You'll piss in the bushes, there's no bathroom in sight. You'll eat gas station glizzies, restaurants closed at night. Wherever you'll post, you'll get no such rest, for your partner will snore with his hands on his chest. But then there's a call, the meemaws will fall. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true, that lift assists and welfare checks can happen to you. You can get fire helping if they show up in their truck. They will leave just as quickly with any such luck. You'll come down the driveway, load her up with a bump. And the chances are then there will be a big lump. A lump on her leg, a lump on her head, a lump like an egg when she fell out of bed. A lump or a bump from an unpleasant thump, and unlumping, unbumping can't be done by you, chump. So you take her to doctors much smarter than you, who see thinners and declare her trauma level 2. You will come to a room where the lights are all bright. The hot nurse will come in one you already swiped right. She will look you up and down, then say without glee, "Why doesn't this patient have an IV?" You can get so confused, did you have enough time? You're pushed out the way while they grab C-spine. Your meemaw will posture, your meemaw will shake, your meemaw will Brady, you made a mistake. Did she hit her head when she fell out of bed? You can't now remember a thing that she said. You'll walk out the room in an absolute gloom. Guess you shoulda checked pupils after any kaboom. And back to your rig, your happy place now. No nurses to yell, only unfinished chow. EMT will start driving, already cleaned the cot. EMT will then park in his favorite spot. Oh, the places you'll post. You don't know shit, you're beginning to see. Shoulda paid more attention during trauma block 3. And if you do question what you did on this call, and if you do question how you treated this call, would you change things for next time, or maybe you won't? You will treat better next time, or maybe you don't. But for now, you sit right there at your post. When 2 a.m. hits, you'll want sleep the most. Posting and posting and posting and posting. Should have probably been studying instead of just boasting. To the chicks on Tinder, to the chicks at your station, to chicks you jerk off to during masturbation. But alas, you are alone with only your thoughts, as your partner drives to some different spots. The posting is constant, the posting is rough, the posting is always, the posting is tough. Your back will hate you in 25 years, but posting is better than nursing school tears. For you are the person who's chosen this life. You've chosen the post, it's now your new wife. For the post has been here long before all, and the post will remain past your last call. Oh, the places you'll post. Will you get a fire job? I guess we will see. 98.75% guarantee. Or fuck it, just quit and do nursing school, you stupid bitch. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another You're Welcome for My Podcast. I'm WPW, joined as always by... What are you guys' names again? Fuck, it's been so long. Meat Bolus and the Hard Stick. Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Oh, it is so nice to see. I mean, not so much Hard Stick because we kind of work together now, but it's fucking nice to see your face, Walt.
Dude, you got...
I'm an enigma.
You got me with the gas station glizzy. Just brings back so many memories of Deer Antler getting those disgusting hot dogs off the roller and a fucking ice cream at 2 a.m.
What the fuck is it about gas station hot dogs that makes them so good?
They're only good for people that have never had like a fucking New York City dirty water dog.
I'm sorry. I understood New York City. What was the other bullshit after that?
Dirty water dog. That's what you call the guys. It's the hot dogs from the guys that sell them in the carts on the street corners.
You know, Heartstick's supposed to be the one who's pretentious.
Can you be pretentious about hot dogs?
I
mean,
I think you need to be pretentious about hot dogs, man.
That's cuisine for the poor. I mean,
all right. If I was going to ask you guys, what is the best hot dog that you've ever had in your life? Would you have an answer to that? Or is it such an inconsequential thing that like you don't even give a fuck?
Gray's Papaya, New York City.
Papaya?
I think it's the place is called Gray's Papaya because they sell papaya juice. They sell a bunch of different like fruit juices. But their fucking hot dogs are tits. And it might be the combination with Gray's Papaya, one of the drinks they sell, but no hot dogs come close. Fucking Gray's Papaya hot dogs with sauerkraut and some nice spicy brown mustard. I'll even accept yellow mustard on those because they're so fucking good.
I mean,
God, you and I are different people.
other than the hype for Dodger dogs, like when you were a kid, and I can't even remember if they were that particularly good, but I remember the first time we did it out of town to Tucson and everybody would not shut the fuck up about Sonoran hot dogs. And it never had one before, but that's like one of the few things if you're going to go to Tucson, you're going to get a freaking Sonoran dog and get EG's. And so we did both and I felt like shit, but it was good.
Sonora, I've never had a Sonoran dog. They put fucking mayo on that shit. I'm not eating that.
Mayo on a hot dog is the shit.
That is rank. Mayo alone is fucking rank. Ketchup on a hot dog is fucking rank. Mayo on a fucking hot dog, I'm calling a fucking exorcist. That is awful.
Perfect.
That should be the bad guy in the next Ghostbusters.
Perfect hot dog. Perfect hot dog is a little bit of ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, onion and pickle.
You're wrong. So I'm going to go Hormel.
To all the previous podcasts where I've literally never been fucking wrong.
God, I can't remember that far back. That was like a year ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of do 17? Trust your opinion on dogs because you have the body shape of a hot dog.
I'm so Let's long.
Go out to the lobby.
Oh, I say that all the time when the patients come in by ambulance and they go to triage.
Nothing pisses me off more than when I'm working up in triage and I turn around and there's some fucking medic standing there with some fucking pretzel lady on a fucking gurney. Like, God damn it. I got fucking 30 people up here and I got to fucking check in. What do you want? Why are you bringing them to me? Just put them in the lobby. I'll get the story from them.
So we haven't discussed that. So obviously Meatball has started working at the same ER that I worked at.
You mean we haven't discussed it in the fucking year since we've done a podcast? There's a shitload of things that we haven't discussed. There's something about Israel going on right now. Like, I don't even fucking know because I haven't done a podcast, so nobody's explained it to me.
Fuck Israel. We're talking about patients that go to triage. So anyways. So obviously Meatball has started working at the same ER I do. Anyways, so he ends up going to triage quite a bit. And I will say it is incredibly frustrating when you're just getting fucking slaughtered, you know, as the triage nurse. You don't know what's
like the Israelis?
Yes, exactly. Except there's no womp, 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 womp music in the background.
Depends on my playlist.
No, so the possibility these people haven't been checked in. Is this chest pain going to be bullshit? I don't know. But when you see out of the corner of your eye a fucking gurney pulling up and loading someone into a wheelchair, you already know there's been 4 or 5 people that have already established that this is complete bullshit and it's not even warranted a bed. So that shit's disheartening.
then it's like, oh, all right. Do I make the fucking crew wait for me? Do I get the 3-second fucking report and kick them back out? Do they look tired? Do they look like they need a break? Grab a seat, boys. I'll be over.
So do either of you work on an ambulance at all anymore?
No.
Nope.
Wow, we've lost street cred.
We had street cred?
Better than the Savage Paramedics,
I think,
man.
You have to have content to have street cred.
Savage Paramedics is like Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator. Like, he did nothing to fucking deserve that position of power. And he was a fucking coward. He stabbed Russell Crowe in the goddamn lung.
And yet still everybody lost. Loved him. They cheered.
You know, they're apparently making a new Gladiator movie.
They're rebooting it, or?
I don't know. I guess it would be considered a reboot. I guess the Joaquin Phoenix sister's son, the one that Russell Crowe was talking about, like, I could, you know, my hands are big enough, I could crush the skull of a child or something. I guess it's going to follow his story now. So I don't know what the hell that means, but
is that kid somebody famous? Are they important?
Yeah, it's Channing Tatum.
Hold on. Two things. Was that kid Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
You're fucking lying.
No, I'm dead serious, dude. I was wondering why you're laughing at that.
The child from the Gladiator.
The child actor in Gladiator was Channing Tatum.
I don't believe you at all.
IMDb is a free app. Fucking check it.
Neutral party enters.
Jesus chat. Christ. All right, hold on.
Yeah. Channing Tatum is going to be Magic Mike in Gladiator. He will be the last person in ancient Rome.
Hey, everybody. Did you miss this bullshit?
I'm so glad I'm derailing the podcast right now with my lie. Yeah, it's actually Channing Tatum is going to be in the new Gladiator. They're going to call it XX1 Jump Street.
Jonah Hill's going to play the Emperor.
I fucking hate you so much.
Are you still looking it up?
No, because he's actually in a movie called The Eagle, and he is a gladiator in that movie. That's what's ridiculous.
That was just a happy little accident.
Hardstick's now in a fucking a YouTube wormhole.
Jesus. It, like, the age didn't add up, but fuck, I wanted to believe.
Oh, did you say the age didn't add up?
Yeah.
I thought you said the AIDS didn't add up. I was like, also that.
Channing Tatum has AIDS?
He does. Mm. Yeah. His dad is Magic Johnson.
IMDb's a free app. Look it up.
Is that where the magic came from?
That's why it's called Magic Mike. Dear Lord. Oh, what are you drinking tonight, Stick?
Finally stupid.
Some Laphroaig.
LaCroix?
LaFroig.
Isn't that like seltzer water?
Oh, fuck no. LaCroix? Oh,
you
my God.
You went to fucking Scotland and you're still drinking that, huh?
Yeah.
So been a while since we've done this.
Cut that. Leave that. You know, I was explaining this to Meet the other day. We have a traveler in the ER that's from Vegas, and we also have one listener that continues to text me from Vegas. And I really, 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 really wanted it to be the same person and have their mind blown. Statistically, probably is not going to be the same person. However, that would have been funny as fuck.
That would have been a fucking
although this traveler is kind of a giant dork, so I'm glad it's not.
You said she's from Vegas?
It's a dude. We have dude nurses now.
Oh.
Although one of the docs,
a lot has changed in the last year.
I know. One of the docs came up. He's like, "What's with the homeless dude in Fast Track?" I'm like, I'm looking through the names in the department. I don't see anybody that's young and homeless. Just scrolling through, like, no, the guy's sitting on the counter with the computer. I'm like, oh, him. Yeah, he works here. We just busted up. He does look fucking homeless, but I think he blends in with the Vegas vibe. So there you go.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
We're going to a friend's house. Friendsgiving, since I have no family.
Since your family all hates you?
Yeah, my wife's got only her mom here. So, and her mom has two fucking neurotic dogs. I'm not bringing my kid around. So we're going to Friendsgiving.
How's your kid doing?
Oh, he's fucking stellar. He hasn't had a G-tube feed in 9 days.
I mean, neither have I. I'm not fucking bragging about it.
I should probably give him something by mouth soon.
Starting him young. You going to give him the same trauma that your dad gave him?
So is this the weaning then that was going to cost $50,000 at Phoenix Children's?
Yeah, he got a little stomach bug. So we kind of backed off on his tube feed just to give him a little break because he's been eating a lot by mouth, just not gaining weight. Sure. And as his stomach bug cleared up, we kind of stayed, you know, backed off the tube feeds and then dropped him down to zero. So he's been just fucking eating all day long. He's lost about 6 ounces since we started. So eventually, if he doesn't start gaining again, we'll have to put him back on the fucking tube feeds. But right now, we're hopeful that we'll start seeing an upswing in his weight.
Did you try putting mayonnaise on his hot dogs?
I can't get him to eat fucking hot dogs. I even get him those little turkey dogs from Gerber. He's like, nah, I ain't fucking bleh.
Well, yeah.
That was his first word, bleh. I don't know. My wife swore by him. She said she ate him when she was a kid. She's vegetarian now, so maybe that was a fucking sign.
Oh, God. So Gerber baby food makes turkey hot dogs?
They're not called. I don't know what the fuck they're called. They're like called like turkey sticks or something. They look like little hot dogs, little like cocktail weenies. They're made out of turkey. And they fucking smell rank. I don't blame him for not eating that shit. But he'll kill a motherfucking chocolate chip cookie, and he'll eat fucking oranges. All he doesn't really eat oranges. He'll chew oranges and then spit out the husk and feed it to me. And he's so fucking cute, I can't tell him no.
God.
I can't wait until he's fucking drunk coming home from college doing that to me.
Dude, kids are fucking gross, man. Like, oh, yeah. My kid took a drink from my – it was just like a Dasani water bottle the other day. And I picked up, took a giant glug from it, and as I was putting it down, I just noticed there was a fat fucking loogie just like it's floating in the middle of it. And no joke, there have been a few times where my kid will come up and drink something from my water bottle, and I'll take a drink, and I'll be like, why does that taste like goldfish crackers? And I look over, and that's what he's fucking eating. He's just regurgitated everything into my drinking supply.
You always got to look for fucking sea monkeys before you take a swig. This sounds like one of fucking Hardstick's pranks. He's always fucking pulling pranks in the fucking network. I don't think he actually does anything. He eats like 6 fucking breakfasts. Pulls fucking pranks on coworkers.
What was the food item at work that you were being a pretentious douchebag about? Oh, was it sweet potato fries?
Yes.
Yo, those sweet potato fries are fucking
tasty. He's fucking sold.
He was dead on with that. And I don't even like sweet potato fries that much.
Dude, it's literally like cartoon shit. Like, you'll see one of the PAs like fucking float over across the room to the fucking fries that I brought over. It's ridiculous. Hey,
like his hands and feet are just flapping and he's like floating over.
It's ridiculous.
And depending on who's working the grill, like if I get a burger, I'll get a burger with sweet potato fries. I'll either get a burger with a side of fries, or I'll get a burger and then an entire fucking other container full of like more fries than I could possibly eat if there was money on the line.
Have you had the pleasure of having the big, very, you know, probably retarded chick that works the line fill up your tray of food? No, she's a little slow. She's the nicest person there, But goddamn, she will give you 2 pounds of food, and it's fucking, it's ridiculous.
I haven't been that fucking.
It's beyond stealing how much food she's giving you for what she's charging. It's bananas. I love her so much.
The fucking CEO bought me lunch 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Was he trying to fuck?
I don't know. I just happened to be online, and depending on what time of day it is, like, certain lines aren't open. So I was like looking around to see which one was open. And this guy in a button down shirt was standing behind me like, oh, almost went the wrong way. And I was like, yeah, I never know where to go. And I saw his fucking name tag. And I was like, ooh, I'll end the conversation here and walk away. But he got behind me online. And she went to ring me up, and he's like, oh, I got his. I was like, oh, man, thank you very much. I appreciate it. He's like, no, I appreciate you. And I walk away. I'm like, motherfucker, he don't pay for fucking food.
He just threw it. He threw it on the fucking patience tab. You bitch.
Oh, big man.
I can't wait for you making to. I can't wait for you to get a cease and desist letter from him too. After I bought you lunch, you record this. I thought we had something. Son of a bitch. I'm glad you're a believer, though, in our cafeteria.
Yeah, those are fucking tasty shits.
So, has it been like literally a year since we last released a podcast?
I will look that up on IMDb.
I want to know if I have any acting credits. I mean, I read Dr. Seuss today. Like, I better be on there.
Bro, you should be getting a SAG benefits at this fucking point.
Oh, we just tell people I haven't released a podcast because of the writer's strike. What else topical has happened? Did you guys see Barbie or Oppenheimer?
I haven't seen fucking anything.
Nope, nothing.
Too busy with your stupid ass kid?
Too busy with a lot of shit. My stupid ass kid, my stupid ass stepkid, stupid ass wife, stupid ass fucking job, stupid ass fucking bankruptcy.
Stupid Dude, you're ass so gonna fucking kill yourself.
Are you just dragging? Are you dragging out the bankruptcy? Like just throw a little bit more, just to get everything out?
No, I literally have no fucking time. Like, I'm just skipping 3 or 4 hours of sleep tonight to record this. I don't have fucking time to do shit, so I get behind on everything. So it's just taking forever, and we finally got like all the paperwork in, I think, that they needed. But we passed the deadline. You have to take a fucking like a bankruptcy course, so we passed the deadline for that to be done. So now we got to fucking pay for that again. But motherfucker, I can't afford to pay for this shit. That's why I'm fucking declaring bankruptcy.
How ridiculous is that? That they make you pay for a course?
Well, it's because fucking those are the fucking rules that the fucking Fed set up for it. It's like, God, fucking.
Oh. It's like, hey, you have a positive STD test. Here are some condoms. It's like, bitch, the damage is already done. Like, these are fucking useless to me.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, it's just it's me just dropping the ball, because at the end of the night, after the kid's in bed, it's like, all right, well, I can go fucking be productive, or I can sit on the couch for 30 minutes and watch an episode of Suits and then go to bed.
You know what's funny is, like, so there's so many warning signs for your impending suicide. And, like, I'm not saying that I'm hoping that you kill yourself, but if you happen to do that, I can't wait to go to your fucking funeral and play these clips from the podcast where, like, you know, you string them together after all this fucking time. It's going to be like, how the fuck did you guys not know? And it's be like, oh, I was fully aware. I just didn't give a fuck. I was slightly rooting it on.
See, I think the heart's going to go before he kills himself.
I am on the fucking blood pressure meds now. So, I mean, yeah, it's ramping up.
It's kind of the way I'm going.
Nivolol. I like it, though. If I miss a fucking dose, I don't notice anything. So it's not that bad.
Heart versus suicide is gonna be the greatest mashup since Godzilla versus Kong. Like, either way, the city's gonna be devastated.
I'm gonna be in the
January 3rd. That was our last episode. So when almost a year, January 3rd, day before my birthday.
Wow. Oh, okay. Dox yourself.
I feel like
I fucking don't care. I just posted a picture of myself in the fucking podcast group. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
You did?
Those fucking nerds have no friends. We don't give a fuck about them.
Fucking come get me.
Shit, man.
Oh, I did fucking reconnect with my dad this past year, though.
Oh, so yeah? That How's that going?
How'd that end up? Is he coming to Thanksgiving?
No, I reached out because I wanted to know some fucking family health history. Just because I didn't want any more fucking surprises.
Well, he's pretty spry, right? Like he does like what, triathlons or something like that?
Can you do a triathlon on a fucking motorcycle?
So there's Wi-Fi on top of Mount Everest?
Fucking geeky old fucking coot. I think I posted a picture of him in the podcast group.
So real question, Meatballus, do you think that you have gotten more puss in your lifetime than your dad did?
I think so. Yeah.
Hard stick. Same question.
Then Hardstick got more than puss than my dad or his dad.
Than my
Did Hardstick have you gotten more puss than Papa Hardstick?
Probably. I've only know about two or three girlfriends, so I'm assuming so. And also I know my dad is very cheap, so I'm assuming he wasn't super frivolous with his money, so I don't think he was I don't think he was out on the town.
He wasn't making it rain.
No.
Your dad didn't frequent the strip club?
He did not. Although he was a filthy sailor, so maybe there was that. Who knows? Any port in a storm.
Yeah. I only know of three women that my father was with. My mom, and they were in their 20s when they got together and when they divorced, I guess. The Vietnamese hooker he tried to bring home from the fucking war. And
was he the woman he married jacket?
After my mom. Yeah, I mean, this is the story I got from my mom, so I don't know the full... every story between the two of them, absolute fucking piles of salt. Like, grain of salt? No, you got to take these fucking... at least a teaspoon, because there's some bizarre fucking stories that I've heard. But apparently he came home from Vietnam with some chick, some Vietnamese girl. I don't know how he got her home. He put her in a fucking duffel bag or what. And, like, wanted her to sleep on the couch. My mom said he came back all fucked up, was doing like karate in the house, running up and down the walls and shit.
Is your dad WPW?
Did your dad ever take you to fight crime in Central Park?
He fucking would have.
So your dad did karate, so that's why your mom fucked him?
Well, that I don't know if he did karate before he went overseas or while he was over there. She said he came back and he admitted to killing some dude on the rooftop in Japan, so I don't know.
So you had like PTSD-induced karate?
Wait. So he went to Vietnam and he killed some dude on a rooftop in Japan?
I think he was stationed in Japan briefly, and apparently he killed some dude on the roof. I don't know the story.
Can we call him up real quick and figure out what happened?
We can't.
Is he available for FaceTime?
No, he's dead.
Since when?
He died October. He died October 19th.
Of what year?
This year. Anybody that is listening to us that runs EMS in Meriden, Connecticut, if you ran on a guy dead for about 3 weeks, face down in his home at the bottom of the stairs, fucking message my inbox.
Free stickers or?
Oh, fucking pick of the litter.
Judo karate, if I saw you in heaven. You're stupid fucking taekwondo having dead ass bitch dad. Do you think God is finally going to give him his black belt?
there might be a fucking Japanese guy up there waiting for him.
Were you alive at that point? Did you get to meet? Did you get to meet Mrs. Tubuku?
No. Well, yeah, I was alive. No, I wasn't alive. Wait. Yeah. See, now that fucking story doesn't line up because I was born in 71.
So you were conceived in Saigon.
So now I wonder. That explains my little dick.
Agent Orange is a hell of a drug, man.
Like I said, man, the stories that I've heard need to be taken with a fucking grain of salt. A lot of the shit doesn't add up. So I don't know if my mom was just fucking off her rocker and confusing her stories. Or I'm confusing my stories because I heard them at way too young of an age. And they've kind of fucking bled together.
Hey, call your mom. Let's ask her. Is she awake?
I fucking hope not.
Is she dead too?
I dream of Jeannie in that urn.
Jesus Christ, do you have any fucking alive family members or your old stupid ass fucking family dead?
Yeah, I got uncles and cousins.
Jesus Christ,
two uncles
dude.
I talked to and that's about it. Dude, I fucking
did the crickets
hate
come to your family reunion?
They opened for the Monkees, didn't they?
So, Heartstick, what's your opinion on the Monkees?
They're the superior boy band.
God, I'm so fucking depressed by this fucking podcast. Goddamn, Meatballs, your heart sucks, your family sucks. Like, what the fuck do you got going for you? Like, you got a lot of stickers.
I got stickers and dozens of adoring fans. Did you listen to that Amigo the Devil song I sent to the chat a couple weeks ago?
The what?
That's a no.
I sent a song by Amigo the Devil, and the only reason I sent it was because there's a fucking line in it. I don't want to blow my brains out to Hotel California.
Oh, dude, I saw the Eagles again.
Was it the colostomy tour?
God damn, they're good. Yeah, I saw the Eagles, Zach Brown Band, and Ringo Starr. I've been to 3 concerts, and they're the fucking whitest people concerts of all time.
Those crowds were full of hot chicks, weren't they?
No, they were all.
There's hotter chicks at a fucking Rush show.
Oh, God. I told you about when I saw Rush, right?
Well, you told me you saw them.
Yeah, fucking 3-hour concert. They played every song I've ever heard. And Neil, I'm afraid to pronounce his name now. Peart. You corrected me. That's how I said it last time.
He corrects it different every time. That's the joke.
Jesus Christ. Neil Pratt played like a fucking 20-minute drum solo.
And? You just fucking shrug it off.
It was fucking good. There, I didn't have a follow-up.
Can you do anything for 20 minutes?
No. I can have sex 10 times.
You crack the tank off a toilet?
I don't know what you're talking about in regards to that one, sir. It's funny, like, it's been so long, I don't remember what stories I've told on the podcast at this point.
No, it's a reboot, so it's fine. You can tell them again.
Yeah, my memory's so bad I don't remember, so it all works.
Yeah, I mean, there's fucking 12 listeners. Like, what the fuck do they care?
It's all no it's joke. All meatball is manslaughter from childhood anyway, so it's fine.
That's all anybody wants to hear.
That's all. It's all. Let's give the people what they want.
Less hard stick.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Aaron was saying at work the other day that he still listens to the fucking Weeble episode once in a while. And I forget who he was. He was telling one of the nurses, and she's like, I'm going to have to listen to this at some point. I'm like, I don't know if you're going to want to fucking listen to that. Where'd we leave off? You cracking toilets?
So Walt,
how's your year been?
Dude, I'm so sad.
You're always a sad boy. Why are you a sad boy?
I have nothing. And my blinds are all fucked up.
You have blinds?
Yeah.
My you kid, have a house.
I mean, your cabinets my kid still look like on shit. The blinds and, but I can't know, even see like, your blinds.
Don't
I'm
move
afraid,
your fucking...
I'm afraid to move my computer because last time I did that, we lost an entire podcast.
Yeah, don't do Thank that. You.
I showed you guys my fridge last time, and I think I knocked my mic and broke everything.
Yeah, it's your fucking fault. Hey, before you sat down, your camera was on. Who's the fucking dude in your house?
Fuck you, dude. Hold on.
You were just staring at your kitchen for 5 minutes like some fucking liminal space. I was getting creeped out.
Is he checking the corners?
Where'd he go? Karate!
Oh, fuck. Jesus, he really looking, is checking.
He's looking behind those 1970s Venetian doors.
Dude, I had to do a left-handed search through my house real quick, make sure there's no one in here.
It would have been funny if he actually had a fucking house guest and had him come stand behind him when he turned the fucking camera back on. I'd have lost my shit.
God. I have a spare bedroom, man. Oh, we should do a raffle like on the fucking Patreon. Like which one of you podcasters wants to come stay in WPW's spare room and pay him rent?
Come haunt my house.
He'll sing you show tunes.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. That's what you get to wake up to every morning.
Dude, you could probably make some decent bank. You could tuck people in with ASMR every night.
Hi. Aren't you excited to be a denizen of WPW's spare bedroom? Oh, go ahead and lay your wee little head back on this pillow. Tell me how these sheets feel. I got them from Walmart. They're Egyptian cotton. 750 thread count. Oh, I have a mattress pad underneath the fitted sheet. So don't you worry about getting anything wet, baby girl. Oh, it's gonna soak it up. Oh, should I turn the ceiling fan on? Do you want it low? Or medium? Or high? I want to make sure there's adequate airflow coming through here. We don't want anything getting musty. Oh, if you'll note, I have a bathroom that's all for you. You get to share it with my 4-year-old son. He's got a lot of bath toys. Make sure not to step on any of them. I don't want you to bruise your plantar. If it's getting too cold in here, we can warm it up. I just bought a Nest thermometer. Oh, I have it on power saving mode, but I like you so much we can make it as hot as you want. Oh, rent is due on the 1st. Or let me know if you're into bartering. I learned about that in 4th grade social studies when we learned about the Native Americans. Some were hunter-gatherers and others bartered. What goods and or services do you have to offer me right now? I know a lot about leasing agreements from Judge Judy.
God damn it, I hate myself.
Oh, fuck. You probably would have gone another fucking 40 minutes.
Oh. And Judge Judy cracked me. I lost my focus after that.
Judge Judith Scheinlin. Her bailiff was named Bird. He wasn't invited on to the new iteration of Judge Judy, which is called Judy Justice. It's some guy named Kevin. I don't like him as much. Back to the podcast, boys.
It saddens me.
You can tell the writer strike's over.
It saddens me how many times we've recorded episodes and lost fucking gold like that. The amount of ASMR stuff and
the She-Hulk. God damn.
Oh, the She-Hulk was fucking gorgeous.
Should I just read my She-Hulk for the hell of it?
Might as well. We got nothing else.
It's so fucking timely. Go for it.
Hold on. I got to find this first. Stand by. So for a little bit of insight, and I mean, this isn't exactly, you know, crazy, but I will occasionally come up with ideas for the intros for the podcast, and then I'll write them down in my notes. And that is the third time that I've read all the places you'll post at this point.
What happened to those episodes?
I brought out my fridge and knocked my microphone over and fucking broke the entire podcast.
That was the first time. What happened the second time?
I don't remember what happened.
It just didn't save.
We lost. Yeah, just did, you're fucking... The fact that on your window it says actual recording is higher quality the whole time we've been recording fucking terrifies me that this one's gonna fucking tank too. But
it says 99% uploading on mine, so I don't know. Okay. I will tell you guys right now, if this podcast breaks, I'm fucking 100% done. I will never record again. Like, there's nothing about me that chooses to persevere.
It's pretty disheartening. Like, I feel like, you know, even when we go a little while and we haven't fucking done this, there's some fucking bits and they're funny as fuck. But fuck, it's soul crushing when it doesn't save. It hurts. It fucking sucks.
All right. You guys ready?
Do it.
This episode of You're Welcome for My Podcast is brought to you by She-Hulk. An attorney specializing in superhuman cases navigates life as a single, green, 6'7" Hulk. She-Hulk. What if a lawyer was the superhero and also a woman? Marvel and Disney Plus's newest venture presents us with Marvel's greatest villain, the cis white male. Watch Jennifer Walters Hulk smash her way through that glass ceiling. It's a jolly green time for the whole family. She-Hulk. Attorney at Law, starring Tatiana Maslany, Ginger Gonzaga, Mark Ruffalo, and Megan Thee Stallion. For a limited time only, use the promo code LEVELZERO for 2 free months of Disney Plus. She-Hulk, streaming now.
That would have been amazing
a year ago. It was so topical 14 months ago when I wrote that.
Third time on the fucking on the Seuss one was gold though.
Well, eventually, man. All right. So, Heartstick, who's died in your life?
Nobody. But I got a fucking phone call from my folks the other day, or a text saying, "Hey, we need to talk about some medical stuff." And I'm like, "God damn it, we're finally getting to that point. Like, could you fucking not? That shit's ridiculous when parents do that." All right, who has fucking cancer? Who's stage 4 fucking pancreatic? Like, let's fucking get this over with. This is ridiculous. And then, no, my mom had some kidney stones, and my dad might need a valve replacement. Meh, it's fine.
Wait, is Meatballs your dad?
Surprise!
How many valve replacements have you had?
Me or the car?
Stupid.
Stupid. None.
I don't even know how many valves are in the heart, but I think they've all been replaced on you.
I ain't having no fucking heart surgery.
If every piece of your heart is replaced, is it still the same heart at the end? It's Theseus's heart.
I couldn't think of the fucking name. God damn it. I was like, the ship of fucking Persephone. No joke, no.
I couldn't think of it either. I was thinking it was Pythagoras, which is
that's a triangle, bitch.
B squared equals C squared.
What's the hypotenuse, motherfucker?
What is a hypotenuse?
That's that's an animal. It's semi-aquatic. It's got big teeth. It's like a rhino with no horns.
Fun fact, the hypotenuse is the only mammal that lays eggs.
What's the stupidest animal name ever? Like, because there's some stupid fucking animal names.
I mean, the platypus is fucking silly.
Platypus is fucking
literally garbage. Ends in puss.
Platypus is the chicken McNugget of the animal world. It's just the leftovers. It's a venomous hairy duck that lays eggs.
Do platypussies do platypi platypi?
Yes.
Platypus.
Platypusin. Yes. It's platypusin.
Platypuxin. Do they live in the United States or they're just like in Australia or something, right?
Yes.
They're on the Isle of Plus.
What platitude is it?
39th parallel, I believe.
Yeah, is it something like the only two mammals that lay eggs are the platypus and the echidna?
Echidna, stupid fucking name, like muskrat.
Wasn't Muskrat Love a song by America? Dude, I'm absolutely struggling for topics to talk about on this podcast. Apparently, I'm talking about fucking echidnas and platypussies.
You're the one that's still fucking working on an ambulance. You should have tons of fucking stories and trauma.
There's nothing fucking.
Tell us your hero stories.
I fucking flew this guy out last week, ripping trauma. Like, it's fucking boring. I don't give a shit about work.
I don't mean that. Horrible. I mean, you should be fucking depressed as fuck and full of fucking anguish and self-hatred and fucking.
I'm so fucking sad. It's not translating to fucking content.
You got nothing to be sad about. You're a handsome man with a handsome young boy.
You know, we are pretty handsome, right?
Hey, good looking fucking fellas.
Hey, thanks, man.
I'm like, my I think we should end
this
kid.
Podcast now while I'm on a fucking high. Hey, let's talk more about your dead fucking dad.
What is the funniest fucking thing that your dad ever said to you before he died?
Or after?
I mean,
maybe he lives in Walt's house.
Intentionally funny?
Both.
I mean, when I was a kid, he used to tell me really fucking inappropriate jokes. Like, what did God say after he made his second black person?
God, cut that. Jesus.
He told me the fucking most racist fucking awful jokes when I was a kid for the year or so I spent seeing him off and on. He told me this one joke. He said, this little kid's walking by, or this little kid's sitting on his porch, and the priest walks by and he sees the kid, and the kid's he's squashing ants with his thumb. He's going, fucking ants, fucking ants. And the priest stops and says, whoa, 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 my son. All of God's creatures have a purpose and are glorious. He's like, can't believe you're doing this. He's like, ants are useless. They don't do anything. He says, son, for contrition, I want you to name right now three things that have no place on this earth. And he looks at the priest and he says, tits on a nun, a dick on a priest, and these no good fucking ants. I was in like seventh grade when he told me that fucking joke. God. So it was fucking hilarious at the time.
Jesus.
But yeah, that was what I had to fucking look up to. And then he disappeared again until last year. Actually, he would have been disappeared, but I fucking looked him up because I wanted to find out health history for the kid. And then he would occasionally post some fucking boomer comment on a picture of my son that I put on Facebook.
Is your son predisposed to any medical conditions?
Not... No, I mean, the only thing that he told me was that his sister's kid was born with an ASD and a VSD, which Calvin had, and his ASD is closed, and we'll get another echo for Calvin I think in January to see how his VST is doing. So hopefully that fucker's closed and we're going to work on surgery.
What is an AST?
ASD? Atrial septal defect. ASD and VST, atrial septal defect and ventricle septal defect. A hole in the septum between the chambers.
Oh, so fucking obviously, first day of medic school, my bad. So I think one of the funniest things my dad ever did is I had this, he bought me this expensive ass catcher's mitt when I was like maybe 10 or something like that.
Of course you're a catcher.
And I traded it to my neighbor for a 7-iron golf club. Like it was a piece of shit, like old one. And he was so mad when he found out that he took the golf club and he tried to break it over his knee. But like, it's made out of like titanium or something, so it doesn't actually like snap. So he tries to do it. And he's so pissed off. He's red in the face, irate. And he tries to snap it over his knee like a baseball player, but he can't do it. So it just starts to like bend slightly. And he's getting so mad. He's trying to bend it using like all his strength. And he just chucks it across the yard and like storms off. I was like, man, you just emasculated yourself so bad right now, bro.
It would have been awesome if that story ended with, yeah, so he shattered his kneecap and now he's got a titanium knee.
He had to slice roast beef for an extra 6 hours for that mitt, you piece of shit.
Yeah, way to dox me. Thanks, bro.
I bet your dad would have been way more proud of you if you had thrown that fucking 9-iron through somebody's bike spokes.
Have you ever seen that video where like this kid's trying to do like some trick with like a basketball and this girl drives by and calls him like a bitch or something like that, and he turns around and chucks the basketball at her, hits her right in the tire, and she like flips the bike and like face plants? It's still my favorite video ever.
Have you seen the one? It's in an alley somewhere, and some this little black kid's riding his bike up the alley. Well, that's it for you up for my podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm sorry. Walt thinks alleys are hilarious. Go ahead.
This little black kid he's riding his BMX up the alley and he hops off and ghost rides it and runs at this other kid, cocks him right in the face, catches up to his bike and hops on it while it's still ghost riding and takes off.
It's one of my favorite videos. I love that video.
Oh, it's fucking glorious.
Well, what made me laugh is I don't think I've ever in my entire life been in an alley.
And that explains so fucking much.
I don't think I have alleys.
So we didn't have alleys. What is the purpose of the fucking alley?
It's a space between houses or a space between streets.
There's another fucking house behind my house. What the fuck do I need an alley for?
Let's just create a space between our houses so people can murder each other. That is literally the point
just,
of the alley.
Literally just like, hoodlums are going to collaborate here.
People go to an alley. People go to an alley to throw out trash, murder people, or masturbate. There is literally no other thing that someone can do in an alley.
You can ride a bike in an alley. You can throw eggs at people.
But how are you going to ride your bike in an alley and avoid all the masturbating people?
You see, you don't.
It's like Paperboy,
except you have with no masturbating idea of, people. Of how instead glorious of, like, a fucking game of manhunt could be without an alley.
And I'm assuming Manhunt is something that is very similar to something I've played. But what is Manhunt?
Well, it's tag with teams. There's a home base. And you count to, 100, and the other team takes off and disappears and hides.
Tag with teams?
Yeah.
Never played that.
You never played fucking Manhunt?
No.
Yeah, you get two teams of people. One team is it, and the other team goes and fucking and hides. And they just disperse.
No, it was...
You didn't explain anything. So is it like 6-on-6, like...
Yeah, it's like, six on or whatever size teams you have, 6-on-6 hide and seek.
It was rare that even get to the person for tag. So to have 6-on-6 seems ridiculous.
Well, what kind of radius did you guys play?
Like two blocks, but I mean, we would jump backyards and, you know, run on, you know, partition walls, that type of stuff. We did get on roofs occasionally.
And you didn't have fucking alleys.
No, we did not.
Therefore, you had less hiding spots. Yeah. You didn't have broken down fucking city buses in your dead end to hide in.
You had broken down city buses.
Oh, yeah. My street was on a city bus route, and the buses always broke down and parked in the dead end.
How long is the bus there for?
Well, think about it. I mean, there's no fucking cell phones, right? So the bus driver would have to lock the bus up and go find the fucking payphone and call the bus depot.
12 10-year-olds versus one New Jersey City bus.
Dude, as soon as that bus driver turned the corner,
everyone we were
in that
Man
fucking
Hunt.
Bus swinging off the bars. It was fucking glorious.
You know, one person was it, the other person was Kurt Russell, and everyone just ran from him.
God, your fucking sad ass fucking life makes me so happy.
Yeah, my street was on
the you fucking... overcame so much adversity just to be a suicidal 50-year-old. I'm so fucking proud of you.
This is not the success story it should have been. You have The Rock, and then you have me. The Rock and the gallstone.
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, man. That was fucking Christmas when a bus would break down and we'd watch him coast down the street into the dead end.
all these little fucking 10-year-old marauders. Who was fucking Rufio? Jesus. Oh, these little fucking Hamas soldiers in fucking 1963 playing in alleys.
You're going to tell me you don't know what gasoline tastes like from siphoning it out of a bus?
I know. I know what gasoline tastes like because we used to play with napalm, but no, I've never siphoned gasoline off a city bus that was broken down.
Where'd you get the fucking gas for your napalm? Did you pay for it at the fucking gas station?
I think it was just in our garage.
It's fucking fruit.
Wait, my dad just had it in the fucking gas can. Did your dad learn how to make napalm when he was fucking prostitutes in Vietnam?
See, we didn't have garages because we had fucking alleys.
They didn't have cars. Fucking East Coast. Oh, dear Lord.
God. Man, you guys had fucking sad childhood.
See, we had parents who loved us and were present. Like, you were just...
Hey, sorry, my mom had to go to work.
Turning tricks fucking, from 8 to 5.
Dad wasn't sending the fucking alimony.
How's your dad doing, by the way?
Oh, he's dead.
Dude, do you think that your dad is in heaven?
Only if it's full of white people. He's going to think otherwise.
I fucking died when you showed me the fucking property thing of that there's 71 fucking sex offenders nearby his property.
Yeah.
What were you searching to sell the property?
I was trying to see what the fuck I just inherited because I'm next to kin and there's nobody else.
Did you see his obituary ping and then the number changed to 70?
His one paragraph obituary? Served in the U.S. Marine Corps. Worked for so-and-so fire apparatus. Rode in the Connecticut fucking Patriot Guard. Buried alone in the fucking Connecticut Veterans Cemetery.
Fuck, your piece of shit dad was a fireman and we never got hired. How does that feel?
No, he was a fucking mechanic.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. I don't feel as bad about my fucking failures.
So So your dad was a fireman and he diddled you as a child. So does he work for Gilbert?
This is how fucking stories get way out of control.
So I know it's been a while since we did this podcast, but didn't Gilbert Fireman fuck a bunch of like babies or some shit? Probably cut that.
I haven't seen anything recently.
Nothing recently. It's been real quiet on the pedo front as far as
all quiet on the pedo front.
Inbox stories.
Have you gotten any submissions for Fuck Fire Fridays?
No, I mean, I don't even read the fucking inbox anymore, basically. I don't fucking time. Then we really don't get too many messages anymore. People have finally figured out that shit just stays unread.
Well, I've noticed that pretty much all the EMS meme pages, with the exception of burnt out memes, like they're all pretty quiet at this point. Like, I think everyone's kind of burnt out.
Yeah. You can only do that shit for so long. The fucking, the AI Pixar shit, like, really renewed my interest for
the first two weeks. Anyone doing that right now? Or is it just you?
It's pretty much just me. I've seen one or two on a couple other pages, but no one's really.
Because you've had some fucking fire. It's been amazing. Yeah, there have been
some good ones. It's great when you just get the prompt right and it fucking spits out the right thing.
It's almost that whole process. It's so weird because it's your creativity and then this thing that doesn't actually exist creates something, and then it's going to be exactly your sense of humor. So when it fucking hits, that's probably the most entertaining, like self-gratifying fucking thing, because you just made this thing with some key words and then this other thing just spit out something that's fucking perfect for you. That's gotta be hilarious.
God, you're awesome. Fucking boring, heart sick.
God, I know.
Jesus Christ.
No, but I'm just saying, like, he's found,
I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
He's found, like, so much fucking detail.
It's taken so fucking long to get to the goddamn point. We get it. That's fucking, this is funny.
That's because I'm fucking drunk. I know. It's true.
What? Are you drinking Ardbeg?
I'm not, but I went there. It was fun.
You went where?
I went to Ardbeg.
Is that a place?
It is a place.
Where the fuck
they
is
do,
it?
It's in Scotland. They always do second breakfast.
Fuck.
You went to Scotland?
I did.
When did you go to Scotland?
A couple weeks ago.
You've been my best friend for literally like fucking 13 years, and I didn't know you were in Scotland a couple weeks ago.
You've been fucking busy running. Oh,
fuck. I just realized you're my best friend and I'm not your best friend. Fuck, that sucks.
I'm a
That's not
guy
your fault.
And I'm fucking terrible at keeping up with people.
You are pretty horrible at it.
I'm fucking like, also
I've been on the brink, like fucking. I've been literally like making a noose and I fucking called you and you're like busy playing Mario Kart with your shit.
I know every time you fucking call and I'm at work, I'm like, fuck, is this the day? Fuck, this is going to be such a bad day. It's in the middle of the week. I hope he's not eating a gun right now.
He just walked away as I'm fucking talking about killing myself.
He's going to check the two fridge.
That is a joke for legal purposes. I am not actually trying to kill myself.
Well, if you're dead, what the fuck do you care about legal purposes?
Is somebody going to sue me? I'm just afraid of getting put on a 72-hour, man.
Yeah, I would not. Oof.
Did we ever talk about how you did swipe right for that chick that ended up being on a hold in your ER? Because that shit was fucking hilarious. Because we had a whole conversation about fucking slipping the restraint key into a fucking applesauce or something and then just bringing it by.
I don't think we ever talked about that on the podcast.
That shit
that was like a year and a half ago at this point.
Yeah, I know. You used to work in ER or something, right?
I did. Now I'm back on the amber lamps.
What a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to experience the position of the pivot? I know Meat Bolus loves being the pivot.
What is the pivot?
So it's kind of like a Limp Bizkit. Pivot is basically
starfish.
Pivot is basically being a fucking concierge in the waiting room in the ER. And honestly, I don't mind it for the first hour. Like, it gives me a minute, gives me an hour to wake up and kind of fucking scroll my phone. Oh, you're having chest pain? Okay, we're gonna go to this section of the hospital. Oh, your fucking toe is swollen? We're gonna go to this section of the ER. Like, I just grab people and throw them in the back as quickly as possible because that's what the higher ups want. And I understand it to a certain degree. It's a customer satisfaction thing. People are like, oh my God, I'm going back so quickly. Well, that's because you're here now at fucking 6 a.m. and you're not here prime time when there's 30 people ahead of you fucking sniffling. But yeah, basically I grab people and throw them in the back until we run out of fucking beds in the back and we are now aware of how poorly staffed we are. So now I'm the fucking triage guy up front.
It's gone.
Yeah, when I was in the
good.
No, go on.
Oh no, I was gonna say it's
people want to hear what you want to say more than me. So
No. Go ahead.
No. I insist.
Best friend.
Fucking glizzy looking motherfucker.
Go ahead.
I want to put mayonnaise all over you and stuff you in my mouth.
Who doesn't?
Me.
No, seriously, though. Fucking mayonnaise on a fucking hot dog is fantastic.
Mayonnaise is great on the floor, okay?
Well, so
fucking wipe that shit up and throw it out.
Is it just white creams that you don't like?
That's just a coincidental part of it. It has nothing to do with the color.
I'm going to name other white creams, and I want you to tell me whether you like it or not, okay? So number one, horseradish.
Sometimes. Depends on what
yes.
Time. Okay. Number two, cum.
Sometimes. Depends on what it's on.
Okay. Number three, how about Italian dressing? That's pretty white.
Nah.
Italian dressing is white?
I don't know any other. Huh?
I didn't think Italian dressing was white.
It's pretty white.
Unless it comes from Sicily.
It's kind of like a white yellow. Look, I was just trying to think of fucking white things for my fucking joke about cum. Like, don't fucking call me out on this shit, motherfucker.
Your great, 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 great grandmother fucked it.
Okay. Question of the day.
It's a fucking True Romance fucking reference, you Philistine.
You know, I've never actually seen True Romance.
Ho! End this fucking ho.
Is that Stephen King?
Yes. So, Heartsick.
No, I have not seen True Romance.
Have you ever tasted your own cum?
I have not.
Have you ever smelled your own cum?
I don't think it really smells, does it?
I don't know. I haven't smelled my own cum. I'm asking if you smelled your own cum.
No.
It smells like bleach and copper.
That's because you're anemic.
It's the oxidation.
You've never smelled your own cum. Bullshit.
It doesn't. I don't think it smells like anything.
I have smelled my own cum, and I think it smells like baking soda.
I was going to say, you got it in your fucking eye. You have to have smelled it.
My olfactory senses.
Tingling. What are you drinking? Does that say Sonic on the side of the can?
Yeah, it's a Sonic ocean water hard seltzer thing.
The ocean's not anywhere near where you live.
Wait, guys, Sonic? I feel like an astronaut in the ocean right now.
Sonic the drive-thru.
Sonic has fucking hard garbage, cider. Dude.
But regardless, they're fucking supersonic breakfast burritos are the shit.
They are not that good.
But it's the same Sonic, right? That's what I saw.
Yeah, it's Sonic drive-thru. Like,
so a fast food chain now has hard seltzer. That's fucking outstanding.
Yeah,
that is as American as we get.
They have cherry limeade.
And they have Long Island iced tea. And they have ocean water.
Jesus Christ, have you been crushing all three of those since we started?
Yeah, I'm on number 7 or something.
What's the...
Guys, I might be drunk.
Are we doing
what's the sugar content?
Drunk CE's number 3. Let's go.
Can we make a drunk CE announcement? Say maybe within the next month we're gonna have another drunk CE.
Fucking outstanding, yes.
What is
okay, dokie.
What would you like to do?
I want to talk about capnography and the map. Yeah. And maybe something else too, because I don't think that's enough for an hour.
How can you stretch out mean arterial pressure for an hour?
That's a solid like minute and a half right there. That's why I said capnography and the map. Well, people don't know about the map, dude. And I can fucking sing Dora the Explorer when I fucking talk about it.
He's going to do 45 calculations just to make sure that everybody gets it.
Yeah. So maybe capnography, map, and I don't know. Maybe the pancreas. How about the pancreas?
Pancreas.
We already talked about the liver. How about the pancreas?
I'm down.
One of my favorite memes of all time, and I'm 90% sure that it's one of Hardstick submissions, is Jason, what's his name, from Mallrats standing up.
Oh, Muse?
No, the other, the ex-skater guy. The one my ex-wife fucked. No. Maybe he's not Jason.
You talk about Jay and Silent Bob?
No. My name is Earl. Who's that fucking guy?
Oh, God.
So that guy.
Yeah.
But in Mallrats, he stands
Jason
up.
Jason something.
We already established it's Jason something. Don't IMDb it. It's a free app.
Sudeikis. Did you see that? Sudeikis. Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God damn it. I knocked my beer over. Now my pants are wet. Anyway, holy fucking derailment. What were we talking
Jason,
about?
Oh, Jason one of my Lee, favorite... go ahead.
Jason Lee. Oh, yeah.
We're talking about it's Jason Momoa and Aquaman. Go on.
Got it.
It's the scene so of him dreamy. Standing up.
God, dude, he is, man. Like, that would fuck the shit out of him. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's what your haircut says.
Dude, I have a lesbian haircut, man.
Does your shirt say...
Have you seen my wife lately?
Does your shirt say cunts?
No, it's just, it's a Jaws shirt.
That's a Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh, okay. All right, so anyways.
It's a popular movie, so you won't like it.
Mm. It's not pretentious enough.
Heartsick, name the island that Jaws took place on.
Treasure.
Name any actor from Jaws.
The guy who says we're going to need a bigger boat.
Name the shark from Jaws, what they referred to it during filming.
Tilikum.
Complete this phrase. We're going to continue.
Never record again this year.
All right, complete this song. Show me the way to go home, bum bum. I
have no idea what you're talking about.
God, why the fuck are you so shitty at everything?
I remember.
Have you seen
this Jaws? Very unnecessary?
Complete
things.
This yes, song,
like forever ago. You know, rewatch.
Complete
Jaws.
This song.
Okay. Name three, besides Jaws, name three Steven Spielberg movies. Don't say fucking Polar Express.
He did Polar Express.
I think he did. I'm honestly not 100% sure. I think it was, though.
God. Okay. E.T.
That's one. Fuck. Oh my fucking God.
I'm really fucking drunk right now.
No, you're not. You're just fucking stupid pretentious. I really am. Jesus Christ.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, yeah, hold on. E.T. Hold on. Fuck E.T.
I'm going to fucking lose my shit. I'm going to drive to fucking Phoenix and beat your fucking ass.
Did Spielberg do Hook?
No.
Fuck, I thought he did.
I don't know.
He did, didn't he?
You should look up. Look on IMDb. It's free.
It's a free app from what I hear.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I think he actually did. Yeah.
Fuck.
And I am not going to stand here and cut that thing open and see that little Kittner boy spill out all over the dock.
Hook was directed. God damn it. That's Steven Spielberg, by the way. You went with fucking Hook out of all his shit. All right. You need one more. I'm fucking about to lose it, dude. I'm seriously, I'm about to rage the fuck out, break my goddamn microphone, and fuck up this podcast. 116 minutes. I don't give a fuck.
Here's a hint. It was in our top 10 movie episode.
It was most definitely in our top 10 movies. It was Logan. How the fuck do you not know this? God. He fucking left.
He went to get his fucking fridge. He quit in shame. I tell you what, if he fucked up his recording by doing that, I'll fucking castrate him.
Dude, I'm be so fucking mad. Okay. So E.T. and Hook continue. One more. He's got like 47 movies, dude. Give me one more. You've probably seen 20 Steven Spielberg movies. God, you were such a fucking stupid ass bitch, man.
Since we're on the movie kick, we're going to fucking revisit something in a minute.
Jesus, he left again.
I'm still good, right?
Yeah, stop leaving. I don't want you to fuck up the recording.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, oh my God. Walt's never going to record again.
Never going to record again. One more movie, dude. This is fucking easy, dude. My son could do this. Okay,
I really can't think of another fucking Steven Spielberg movie. Really?
Okay. Jurassic Park.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Fucking Goonies.
Right, fuck.
Got Close Encounters. Schindler's fucking List.
You are literally the worst person that I know. That's including like frequent flyers and meth heads.
That's your best friend right there.
I have literally never hated anyone as much as I fucking hate you. I wanted to die and reached out to you. And your outgoing voicemail says, I know that I could have done something and I chose not to.
But you didn't because you're a little bitch.
Oh, and I'm just drinking Sonic hard seltzers and being sad.
So do you buy the Sonic hard seltzers at Sonic or do you get them at the grocery store?
Oh, they're at Walmart.
Okay.
There's a little bellhop and fucking roller skates.
They sell alcohol at Sonic?
No.
Oh,
that would be awesome. The shit, yeah. Especially if they did it in fucking roller skates when they fucking come out to your car.
I don't think they do roller skates anymore.
Nah, probably not. You never saw fucking True Romance, Walt.
No.
No, I have not, actually.
That has Snape in it, right?
Sure.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit, man. All right.
When would I see it? When did that come out? I was probably
wasn't 14. Asking you. You're probably a cultureless 13. Swine. He doesn't.
You've seen Pulp Fiction,
you.
Right?
Yes, I've seen Pulp Fiction.
You've seen Star Wars. That came out 20 fucking years prior.
Well, I didn't see it in theaters like you did, but yeah.
I didn't ask if you saw it in the fucking theater. You could have gone to Blockbuster.
Oh, I remember Blockbuster.
Blockbuster was fucking awful.
No, it was, dude, it was the best. Dude. The only thing that was disappointing was when you go in and none of the fucking tapes are behind the boxes. That was bullshit on the new releases. That was fucked up.
At the time, Blockbuster was the shit. But looking back on it now, Blockbuster is as fucking depressing as a pharmacy. It's fucking awful.
Are pharmacies depressing?
Dude, how could you not be depressed walking into a pharmacy? That smell fucking hits me, and all of a sudden I feel like I'm in fucking limbo. Terrible fucking places. Pharmacies? Fucking any kind of department store. Macy's, fucking Dillard's. They're like fucking Limbo's waiting room. They're worse than fucking Sniffs.
Also, when was the last time you went in a pharmacy? Why don't you just do the drive-thru?
I don't just go to pharmacies for my meds. I know I'm fucking getting old.
What do you go to pharmacies for?
Well, Walgreens has an excellent candy selection.
Holy fuck. Every time I've had to go get a fucking, like, stupid flu shot or whatever, goddamn, I cannot stand it. Because it's just, it's the same fucking people I have to go and see at work every fucking day. And these people fucking drive me up the fucking wall. They swear like they have so much shit to do that day. They have nothing to do.
I was going to make a reference, but I don't even know if you'll get it. Did you see Natural Born Killers?
Ooh, maybe once? Maybe. Nah,
The pharmacy scene in that movie, that's what all pharmacies feel like. That weird fucking muted, too many fluorescent bulbs.
No, I don't think. Maybe I haven't.
Pharmacies are like real life old sitcoms on repeat. They're just fucking depressing. Like, I don't care what sitcom you liked when you were young.
If you're talking about like reruns when we were like little, like stuff like I Love Lucy and Gilligan's Island, that type of shit, like super old.
Anything, any of it. I can't.
That wasn't depressing.
At the time when you were a kid, no. But if you watch that shit now, all right, everybody's dead. The fucking either studio audience or the laugh track people that are laughing, they're all fucking dead. God forbid there's a fucking pet or an animal on the show. That thing was dead before the show was off the fucking air.
What about your dad? I watched Alien the other day, and they have that cat named Jonesy, and that cat is dead as fuck.
Oh, like, that cat's
great-grandkids are dead as fuck.
What cat?
That's what I think of when I watch old sitcoms.
An Alien. And
they don't have to be that old. 10 years old? Fuck it. Or like Frasier? That shit, it's like watching the fucking Langoliers. Yes, Stephen King reference. You're watching a piece of the past that is just disappearing into nothing. You're watching real-time a liminal space be born. It's enough to fucking blow your brains out without Hotel California playing.
On a dark desert highway, 9 million my hair.
Is that all? When you watch old movies, is that all you see? They're all fucking dead.
Nah, movies are different. There's something about fucking old sitcoms. I don't know if it's like the combination, like the two camera shot and the fucking, the timed laughs with the scripts and the fucking laugh tracks or the studio audio. I don't know.
Would you have banged Lucille Ball in her prime?
No, she had hyperthyroid. You see those fucking buggy eyes? It's kind of creepy. I don't like it.
Bitch had Graves. Maybe Desi Arnaz was attracted to that.
Oh, he must have fucking slayed so much back then.
Desi Arnaz?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, fucking, yeah, fucking
exotic, brown skin, famous, rich shit.
He had a conga line?
My horse and carriage is for
Lucy, hire. I'm home for my side puss.
You know,
poor he fucking, little Ricky, he had no idea.
You know he beat the shit out of her off camera.
Oh yeah, man.
If his fucking soup was cold, she was getting five knuckles across the bridge.
I don't know what it is, but like the last 2 weeks has been a lot of 1950s domestic violence fucking memes, and I don't know why. I've seen variations of the same meme like at least 10 times. I don't know why.
Hey, bell bottoms came back for a while. Maybe domestics are coming back.
Well, isn't everyone pissed off about Matt Rife right now with his domestic violence joke?
What did he do?
Matt Rife made a joke in his new stand-up special on Netflix. It was literally like the first joke. And it says something about like the waitress at a restaurant he went to had a black eye. And it was a pretty stupid joke. It was kind of cliched, like, I know why she got the black eye, because she wasn't listening, or like something like that.
Sure.
And people are like losing their mind about it. Ugh. They need to listen to our podcast, because
they're not upset that he's got a face like a fucking Easter Island statue, but that joke fucking upsets people.
So people are saying that Matt Rife, well, first off, he got fake teeth for sure. Like, he has veneers. But apparently he had jaw surgery as well, is what I've heard, at least from the TikTok, which is where I get my news now.
Bro, he looks like he's fucking tussled with Dick Tracy. That's two this fucking week.
Meat walked by me and he's like, "Hey, patient 13's wife looks straight out of Dick Tracy," and I fucking died. She has probably the worst Bell's palsy I've ever seen in my fucking life. And I was in fucking tears.
She looked like she looked like what happened to the mom at the end of fucking Beetlejuice.
It took like a 5-second pause for me to remember. Like, okay, and just remember the patient, and then just remembering everybody in the room. Oh yeah, Jesus Christ, that was bad. He was already gone. He walked past me. I was like, holy shit.
What the fuck happened to the mom in Beetlejuice? I don't remember that.
You remember when they both got turned into like these weird fucking monsters and her face got all long and droopy?
Oh, and his mouth is all like Alec Baldwin's mouth is all like wide open. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, she looked like her left cheek just decided to fucking slide down her face to her fucking neck. It was weird. It was like she had a stroke plus. She got the upgrade. She had skull droop.
Tim Burton is going to replace the LA County stroke scale. That fool's winning.
What's this? What's this? My jaw is in my lap. What's this? What's this? My pants are full of crap.
Jesus.
I'm no WBW.
Tim Burton hasn't done anything in a while, huh? I'm trying to think of the last thing he's done.
Helena Bonham Carter. All right. Helena Bonham Carter in her prime, would you?
Nah, I never found her attractive.
I don't think so. She's definitely odd. I don't think she's got a bad body. I'm trying to remember.
Bro, I would fuck the shit out of Bellatrix Lestrange. That's all I'm saying.
What's that from?
I'll give a fuck if she killed Sirius, dude. I'd still be tapping that wizard ass pussy.
Oh, was she in Harry Potter?
She was, man. She killed Sirius Black.
I'm sure she's a fucking freak. Like, the sex would probably be great, but I have to have the lights off.
Yeah, I bet you she has a bunch of fishnet stockings.
Her eyes are a little buggy for sure.
Coming from
you. She reminds me of this kid's mom growing up who I never found attractive. So I think that's probably part of it.
Go on.
No, nothing. Kid that lived across the street that I didn't really hang out with.
You just reminiscing by yourself over there or what?
Mom had the thyroid eyes. She's got those. Not like fucking Mark, what's his name?
Ruffalo?
No.
Channing Tatum?
Wow, I can't remember his last name. We were friends in 7th and 8th grade. And his
fucking
mom,
IMDb, bro.
Was the second, his mom was the second woman I ever had sex with. What the fuck is Mark's last name?
Hold up. I don't give a fuck about his name. You fucked one of your friend's moms?
Yeah, I was in college at that point. But I had, he lived around a corner from me. And I don't remember why, but I stopped at his house to see if he was home, which was stupid because I knew he was in the Air Force. And his mom answered the phone. His mom was always hot, even when I was young and like just discovering my dick. And she was home alone, and she had me come up. She's like, "No, he's still away, deployed, basic training, wherever the fuck he was." I remember his mom had an ass, like she had two footballs in her back pockets. She worked at the at the diner, and her husband or her boyfriend Jack was the bartender. And she and my mom were friends. Like my mom would go over there and drink and hang out and get all fucked up at her house. And I was probably, let me see, was I driving? I don't even think I was driving yet, so I was probably 18, maybe 19. It was maybe like 9 months after I had fucking first lost my virginity. And I went up banging Mark's mom just once. And it was quick, but fuck, that was fucking fun.
That same time you went up to his house, fucking knowing full well he's not there?
I was just trying to see if he was home because I hadn't seen him in a couple of years.
But since you were there.
There was no fucking... I mean, I'm the kind of guy that'll stop at your house and ring your bell after not seeing you for 5 years. Like, I learned that from my uncles. They would just drop in after not seeing him for 6, 7, 8 months, ring the bell. Hey, what's up? Oh, hi. Nice scar. Where'd you get that from? So I've always been that guy. Like, I would just show up at people's houses and be like, what's up? You know, and it always led to something fun, whether it was just conversation or fucking whatever, but... That was probably the most fun I ever had. Walt's trying to play something.
I was trying to play the Pornhub community song.
I wouldn't know that. I thought you were trying to play Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, geez.
God damn, I can't remember Mark's last name. Yeah, he was a fucking pilot in the Air Force.
He fucks his mom. My don't house. Remember his name.
I don't remember his fucking
makes
last
it
name.
So worse.
His mom's name was Jackie. I remember that much.
Is she dead?
She's got to be. She's got to be. There's no way she fucking outlived my mom.
What impresses you more, Gilligan's Island and the laugh track, or that she's dead?
Oh, Gilligan's Island.
Bullis, how many dead people do you think that you fucked? Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Not someone that was dead that you fucked, but someone that you fucked and then they later died. How many do you think is on that list?
There's two I know for sure. One I know for sure. Jackie's probably dead. She's got to be dead. She's got to be.
All right. Well, on that note, we would like to thank you guys for listening to You're Welcome to My Podcast.
No. Go on.
No, years ago. So my best friend in high school, he dated this chick throughout high school and she hooked me up with one of her friends. And we dated through my senior year, part of my junior year. She went to my senior prom with me. Broke up the summer after high school. Yeah, that's right. So we broke up the summer after high school. But then the following Christmas, we were in his Mustang and we got hit head on coming across the bridge from Staten Island into Bayonne. I ate his windshield, wound up in the hospital for the night. I think I told part of the story when I was standing around the guy that hit us, because he cracked his fucking steering column with his chest. And apparently I got out of the car and went to check on him, and I don't remember. Like, I didn't remember it. And fire and EMS didn't seem to think that was a problem. So they were tending to him and we were all standing around, and then I fucking passed out and I woke up to some dude shining his fucking flashlight in my face. He's like, Hey. He started asking me questions and he's like, you all right, boot? And I was like, you can get that fucking light out of my face. And then I got strapped to a board. but she got bounced around the backseat of his Mustang. And then her parents tried to sue him for like $1.5 million for fucking damages. So at that point, I think I'm a little buzzed because I'm rambling. At that point, she was no longer his girlfriend's best friend. But anyway, long story short, she and I reconnected on Facebook, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And I found all these old pictures from our prom, and I had sent them to her. And she was like, fuck, that hurts or something. And I was like, yeah, those are crazy times. And she's like, I can't believe she's gone. I was like, ooh. She's like, fucking Grayson, she's dead. I'm like, what? Like, that was my first she's dead moment. And apparently she had like some massive fucking heart attack, left like 3 kids behind when she was in like her 40s.
Jesus.
So she's definitely dead. Jackie's gotta be dead. Now I'm trying to think. There's gotta be, statistically, there's gotta be more. My buddy Pat died last week from fucking prostate cancer. There's gotta be more, but I don't know offhand. I'm 100% sure that one's dead because it's been proven. And I'm 100% sure that the other one's dead because there's no way she could be a fucking alive. What was the question?
I said, how many people have you fucked that are now dead?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say two. I'm going to say two. All
right. It's crazy that that's the same amount of Steven Spielberg movies I can name. Cut that.
All right. Well, that has been another You're Welcome for my podcast. We would like to thank you for listening tonight. And just a reminder to everyone who's still here, fucking thank you. Hey, have a great night. Thank you for listening.
Can we get a real ending?
I still think we need to change the name of the podcast.
You son of a bitch.
I'm starting to think Brit might have something. This motherfucker could gaslight anybody, I think.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.